Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. It is Ramadan.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all we lovely listeners them. Welcome to this special program Audi Ramadan, where they meet you from the Islamic Department of the Sierra Leone Broadcasting Corporation. This program will tell you how the month of Ramadan they carry on a different community them in the country. Not forget say yourself can take part by the program. And the only way where you will take part by the program, now where you will send your text message to the number 076-737-0048. The number again is 076-737-0048. Mashallah, now so we will continue for say, congratulations to the entire Muslim Ummah as Allah grants you the opportunity for witness another Ramadan year 1443. Despite we go through difficulties, we still hold on to the faith as Muslims for keep the holy month of Ramadan either 29 or 30 days. We pray Allah go make provision and make things them easy for we, inshallah. Me, where they bring you the program, my brother in Islam, Al-Hajj, brother Usha Conte. Inside the program today, we go bring you Islamic lecture them for the month of Ramadan. As we go join, we learn it, Sheikh Yusuf Kamara, one of the imams then that breaks the mosque, where we can call Salon Mosque in London. We go continue common mistakes during the month of Ramadan. A series we start with week. We go so we to join with Mufti Suleiman Yassin. We go talk to you about the month of Ramadan all the way from America.
It is Ramadan.
We go begin this special program as we go join Sheikh Yusuf Kamara. We go continue for tell you about the common mistakes them during the month of Ramadan. Bismillah.
Bismillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah Muhammad ibn Abdullah wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man tabi'u bil ihsan ila yawmiddin ahibati fillah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear humble brothers, fathers, mothers and sisters them inside the deen, I want to say assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once more again, we say for una day, let God Almighty accept una fast them and the one day we seek amongst una amongst we all, let God Almighty cure them people then day. Anyone that would go through problems, tribulations, or any constraints, would they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let He ease them path and He remove them from them body them ya Rab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants each and every one of us al Jannah, Jannatul Firdaus. Say Ameen and keep smiling. Well, today the topic we will talk about now the common mistakes them we fasting person they commit during the month of Ramadan. Let God save we from that. And this now the second part, as we don't talk previously, inshallah, now they go straight away to the topic. The first mistake them we the fasting person they make, who mentioned before, the first na jahlul ba'd bi fadl shahr ramadan fa yastaqbilunahu ka ghayrihi min ashhur sana. Some people them they welcome this holy month of Ramadan just like any other month. We it be seen a mistake. Anybody we do that, the person they make mistake, because this month here na the best of all the months them, and we may not mention the importance of this month and the month we God Almighty they decree everything, and also na the month we he gets later Laylatul Qadr, now the month we God Almighty to forgive, redeem the souls and from the hellfire to Al Jannah. Let God make we all be amongst the one the way then souls then go be redeemed from the hellfire to the Al Jannah. Well, I don't go label with this too much because we don't talk about Allah. We'll move now to the second. The second mistake what people like they do, now the one way before say yastaqbiluna shahr Ramadan bil mubalagha fi shira ila at'ima wal mashrubat. Some people them the way out then they welcome Ramadan, then they welcome them by preparing, getting lots of food and drinks. I know they tell you say let you not buy food or drink them way you go get for lay feed your family or yourself able to eat, you know, during the month of Ramadan. No get me wrong, but some people them they pay attention on that rather than paying attention to the spiritual preparation. We get for understand say we for spiritually prepare first of all for law we able welcome the month of Ramadan or for law we fast in the month of Ramadan. But the month of Ramadan not a month of eating and drinking. Now the month we would be able to get piety, we gain God consciousness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutib كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. He say, oh, now believe God Almighty don't make fasting compulsory upon una, like I make and compulsory to the one the whole day before una, لعلكم تتقون, so that una go gain God consciousness, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because waiting you left for do inside this Ramadan, all the haram, where you don't become used to the system, where you come out from the institution of Ramadan, you don't become a graduate, somebody will get good character, where you possess good character, somebody will they stand in prayer, somebody will they do dhikr, somebody will they fast, لعلكم تتقون, so that una go gain piety, God consciousness. The other mistake what people like they do inside this month of Ramadan, the one they would fast, some of them, is that أن بعد الصائم, some of them, لا يبيت النية للصيام. They know they get intention the night before them fast. They know they make the intention. The scholars then say, anybody who want fast, you for make intention the night before the day we they fast. Some then say, you for intend every, you make intention for every other day until the month of Ramadan finish. Some then say, no problem, you can, that intention we don't make for the beginning of the month, it suffices all the days them where they come inside Ramadan until Ramadan come to the end. However, even somebody where you did take, for example, you take the suhoor, the indication say you don't intend for like fast. What in people then get for understand now, yeah, about intention, not to like how some people then they do them, other people then they do them, now other mosque them, the imam they say Allahumma, people then they repeat Allahumma inni nawaitu, I don't intend, not to so they do at all. The niya idena the heart. Once you don't get an your heart, bi idhnillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, is between you and Allah. Talk to Allah, Allah de yariyu. Innahu alimun bi dhati sudur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he know what in dena your heart before you say out. Okay? The scholars then say the proof of this, na the hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although most of them or some of them has made this hadith to become da'if, weak. It is from an Hafsa radiallahu anha, that anna nabiya sallallahu الله عليه وسلم قال the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم say من لم يبيت الصيام من الليل فلا صيام له. It means whosoever does not have the intention of fasting from the night before, right, then there is no fast for that person. But as I say, من باب الأمانة والعلم أن بعد العلماء قد ضعفوا هذا الحديث. Then say this hadith a week. But however, you see the intention between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah knows best. One of the most dangerous, this not a common mistake them we people then can commit, هو تعمد الشرب أثناء آذان الفجر وهذا يفعله قد يفسد صومه. Then people them we before say, then they eat, but then they wait for the last part of them food when they eat or then they drink the time when they read the adhan of fajr, when they say salatu khairu min al-nawm. This is very, very dangerous. This can make somebody not get fast for that day at all. I remember when I was in Sierra Leone a few months back, salatul fajr at the re one mosque, then they make adhan. As salatu khairu min al-nawm. After we they ended and deep and pray, you they read, then deep and pray fajr 3-5 minutes. I read the other mosque back, then they do as salatu khairu min al-nawm. Then get different time when they do the salatu al-fajr, when the adhan for indicate say fajr don't enter. La ta'tamid ala adhan al-mu'adhin fi al-fajr. Do not rely upon the adhan whether imam they make fajr. You wait so till let the imam make that fajr adhan before you eat. You last food or you drink, you last water, because that one they can poil you fast. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he say inside the Quran, he say kulu wa shrabu, eat and drink, hatta yatabayyan lakum al khayt la abyad min al khayt la aswad min al fajr, until you able for distinguish between the black thread and that of the white. That no mean say if you go some side way dark, we able distinguish, or no, that they mean the appearance of fajr with, yeah, with fajr they appear, you get for take your time. So dear brother, we know, or sister, we know say the fajr, yes, of course, we did eat suhoor and fajr for delay am e better na the sunnah, but also do not delay and so say the wait for the muadhin in adhan. So this now one of the mistakes them we people and they do, especially with the muadhin, e they make you adhan after when the time don't enter, after when the time don't enter, right? So this now in the scholars them, the one we, you know, for law we abstain from that. Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, he mentioned that as well. He say this na things them where people them for abstain from. The other mistake where people and they do, even more dangerous as well, is some people and they fast in the month of Ramadan, but then they miss all them prayer them, right? Or most of the prayers them. And also what they can do, they know they pray the whole day in a net, then come, then can gather all the prayers them, then and pray express, whatever way then they call them. Akhi, you get for understand, see, the prayer, now one of the major pillars them of the deen. Anybody who establishes the prayer, then the person they establish the deen. That prayer is very, very important. God no go accept you fasting if you no pray. God no go accept that at all. And you get for understand also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, that the salah kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaba mawquta. The prayer gets a designated time. You know they pray no more when you want. You they pray on time, not in time. In time now before the time, but you they pray on time, right? Except if there is valid excuse. And that valid excuse, they not to like what you would they do. When I market to they and sell, would they do this? Now make when they pray. No, you get for make sure, say, you pray the prayer on time, right? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, for where you learn little musallin, punishments they for the one they would they pray. Not to the one they pray, the one they would they pray. And ladhina hum an salatihim sahun, the one they would negligence pan in prayer them. So this now one of the greatest mistakes them who people like they do, like God save we from. From that, one of the other mistakes that will people they do is when Ramadan come, even that first night, they know the witness Taraweeh that first night. Now, part of the sunnah for they witness the Taraweeh that particular first night day, because the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he go with the night come, you know, night of Ramadan appear, he pray that first night, he pray the second and the third. After that, he not come again for a few days. Then they say, Ya Rasulullah, why did you do that? What happened? Now they say, because if I'm in Unka, when I go take and say, he don't compulsory follow and I pray every night. Night. But you get to understand that. Not take say because the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam not pray all that night, they say you say no for prayer. Ramadan now one green month. You get 12 months, one green month. What in the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? According to Bukhari and Muslim, the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, Man qama Ramadan, anybody who stand in the night of Ramadan, you do Qiyamul Layl, you pray Taraweeh, you pray in the night as well, or even during the day as well. He say, Man qama Ramadan, anybody who stand in prayer in the month of Ramadan, Imanan wa ihtisaba, with sincerity, less, and then you have that faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you hope say God na in the reward you, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ, God Almighty they forgive the person in sins, all in sins that we don't do, subhanallah. So why would they become kaslan? Some of we would they check the mosques them where they go, we want for go sign in the pray quick express, then we come, ya akhi la tabkhal min nafsik, don't be stingy to yourself, don't be greedy to yourself, anything ibadah we do na you scale it they go, let God Almighty guide we all, let him make we be amongst the and where they fast the month of Ramadan, and God Almighty accepts their fasting, ya Arhamar Rahimin. Well, we stop here today for this episode until we meet again for another episode. Jazakumullah khairan jaza, subhanaka lahumma bihamdik, wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruk wa natubu ilaik, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Plenty thank you to Sheikh Yusuf Kamar, when I one of the imams them in a big mosque where we can call Salon Mosque in London, for talk to about the month of Ramadan. Let me take this short break and listen to this anashid. When I come back, I go push the program go before. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, akbar.
At times I feel that the sun is hidden by a hazy sky, and the lights around me hide the moon at night. I know you're closer than the veins that keep me living, 'cause all around me I feel your mercy.
Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, akbar. Subhanallah,
every now and then we need just a little time to breathe, to appreciate the trees, the swaying leaves as they wave to me. Now I need your guiding light, guide me like the stars at night, guide me through the storms of life, guide me until the day I die.
That's now we are Nasheed. Welcome back to the program Audi Ramadan, where they reach you from the Islamic Department of the Sierra Leone Broadcasting Corporation. And me, where they bring the program to you, my brother in Islam, Al-Hajj, Brother Usha Conte.
We go now join Mufti Suleiman Yassin. We go talk to you about the month of Ramadan all the way from America.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد brothers and sisters one more time we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for continue for guide and bless we inside this blessed month of Ramadan the month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to human beings him we the creation of Allah so we can have opportunity for Tonturam again one more time well brothers and sisters like we discussed the last time the Ramadan not something we knew not the war now something we Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to other prophet them before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and it's a month that we use for turn to God Almighty in worship, in purification, and in dedication for the sake of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers, my sisters, in this blessed month, as I promised the last time, we will discuss some of the things that we eat before say the spoil the Ramadan. Because as we are fasting, you want where you don't work, you want for be paid. And the reward is not coming from anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is in the authentic narrations of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bih. The fasting is mine and I reward the fasting. So every other deeds will be recorded by the angels, but the Ramadan and your fasting is being recorded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will be the one for pay you directly. So with that regard, something where you own creator, you own maker, they reward you. Imagine how you get for du'am. You want to make sure, say, you do it accurately, properly, accordingly, so that when the reward will come, you will get the full reward of the deeds and the actions that you've done in the blessed month of Ramadan. So my brothers, my sisters, as we the fast, we are doing what Allah commanded us to do. And as we pray, we do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command we for do. The first thing that I want you to remember that, anyone that we fast and not pray, it's like it's not fasting. The fasting does not go without the prayer in the blessed month of Ramadan. You can pray normally on a daily basis. When it's not Ramadan, you don't need to fast. But when you are fasting, you must pray. That's number one. Number two, that we want to know, in the blessed month of Ramadan, we stay away from food and drink. But that not the only thing that we're supposed to stay away from in the blessed month of Ramadan. Eating and drinking is just one aspect, but every other things that your body for do inside the during the day, we for spoil you fast, you get for stay away from them. Example, you get for stay away from intimacy which you partner with you married halal and tayyiba, not to the bamboot one, not to the zina one, not to the married pantap married, not to the girlfriend one, not to the promise one. But the one that is halal and tayyiba, that is the one you have to abstain away from during the day of fasting, and it's permissible for you after we don't break fast. The other one then that I just mentioned, they are not permissible inside fast, outside fast, end of Ramadan, before Ramadan, in any aspect, it is haram, you should stay away from them. Now, we should stay away, the things that we spoil fast, as I mentioned, eat and drink, having relationship. A sexual relationship with your halal partner during the time of fasting between when the sun they rise and when the sun they go down. Masturbation, haram during the time of fasting, and some ulama even say it's haram outside fasting even. Vomiting, when you de force yourself for vomit. It is completely haram when you take your finger, you put it on your throat so that you go throw up. That is something called the bulging or bulimia. You want to stay away from that completely. It will spoil your fast. Now, when we fast, we don't hear beaucoup people they talk about this not allowed, this not allowed. I can't do this when you fast. These are some of the things that we allowed while you are fasting. You can still do them and you know they spoil your fast. Subhanallah, Quran say, Yuridullahu bikumul yusra. ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون Allah wants this religion to become easy for you. He wants the fasting to become easy for you. He don't want to make it hard for you.
okay, and complete the days of fasting, and then praise you, Lord. Glorify His name. Make them big, subhanAllah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, on account of the guidance that He don't give you. So the religion, Allah did not send it all the Ramadan to make it hard, but rather for make them easy for we. So number one thing that does not spoil fast, that people think that when they're fasting, they should not do, to draw blood. If you get for go draw blood for any kind of reason, it does not spoil your fast. One. Number two, injection. You get for take injection them. Injection will spoil you fast. For example, you suppose for go take the vaccine injection for the COVID. Any one of them does not spoil the fast. The ulama then unanimously agreed upon that no vaccine, all types of vaccine, will not spoil your fast. Some of these things we don't even know them. They plan fast. I can do this. I can go to the. No, brothers, let's understand the deen properly. One, that is number three. Number four, if you eat mistakenly during fasting, you know, you get a candy in your car, you get a biscuit in your car while you're driving, and that is why the ulama or kiram, they will advise that when the month of Ramadan come, clean out your car, take out anything with a food lot of stuff, water and anything with it, so that you no go even get that mistake. But surely in case you come and you mistakenly open the fridge, grab the cup of water or juice and pour and drink without knowing, after you did it, you realize you should still continue your fasting. It did not spoil your fast completely. Now, for swallow your pit, your saliva, as it come, it go down. It does not spoil the fasting. Today, people and things for say, when they pan fast, they forget that and pit. Any corner wouldn't bend, they forget their pit. No, my brother, my sister, just allow it to flow down your throat. Just allow it to flow down your throat. You don't have to spit every spit that is coming from your mouth, because then your mouth will become extremely dry. Now, subhanAllah, even the snot will come on your nose. If it come, now it just go down on its own and not spoil it fast. The only thing the ulama said, don't gather it and then put it on your throat to swallow it in the intention of get some taste in your belly, then that spoils your fast. Another thing, the eye drops. Eye drops. Any of the eye drops that you're supposed to do, or any of the drops in the ears, for somebody will get ear infection, they get drops. Somebody will get eye problem, you get eye drops that you get for do, and nose drop that you get, allergies that you get for put. All of them things here, so not the spoil your fast. Even, for example, the way they drop their nose, even if you run through your nostril, you go down your throat, you get that taste in the back of your throat, it does not spoil your Ramadan. Subhanallah. Mashallah. The woman, the way they cook, the smoke, where they swell that smoke, the smell of the food that they're cooking during the time when they cook, it will not spoil their fasting. These are things, and sometimes the people, like if you say all entire, they spoil their fasting. Asthma treatment. A patient that has asthma, when get, that person did a prescribed for albuterol, where he get for the inhaler or he get for puffam, now your mouth or your nose, for subhana rabbil izza wa jalal, it will also not spoil your Ramadan. A man that sleeps during the day, you know, as Ramadan makes you tired and you sleep, and then you get a, what we call in a salon, wet dream. For subhanallah, you get that wet dream, it does not spoil your fast. When you wake up, not say, hey, me, I don't get bad dream, I don't see woman, I make so. No, you get up, you wash your janabah, and you continue with your fasting. Subhana rabbil izza wa jalal. And for what? Inside the month of Ramadan, in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, before you pray Maghrib, it does not spoil your fast. Even if the sun, for example, the people that wait before say that they walk the hot job, they outside, extremely heat. They do construction, they walk the road, they do what is called in Spanish jardineria, gardening or farming, and they sweat and they are fasting. If they decide to take water and throw and themselves, just for calm themselves down, there is nothing wrong with that. It will not spoil their fasting. Subhanallah, if a man that is married, and for subhana rabbil izza wa jalal, that man, the people say, Ya Rabb, after Salatul Maghrib or after Salatul Isha, he under for meet with his spouse, the halal one, not to the bamboo one, not to the girlfriend one, not to the married, pantap married, not to the promised one, the putkul, but the real, the one that sadaq has been paid halal and tayyiba, when you are totally and entirely single according to Islamic Sharia. Then if you meet with the spouse day and say the person tired and say, oh, I want for which stay, towards Fajr time while they grab awas. And then subhanAllah, they oversleep. And then they wake up, they realize say Fajr don't pass. That person, they should still continue their fast. The only thing the ulama said, they have to wash the janabah and continue with their fasting. Don't say, oh, well, because the Fajr don't pass, I don't be wasted, so I know the fast today. No, it did not spoil your fasting. For brush your teeth during fasting, people, I know when I was younger, people would say, don't brush your teeth when you're fasting, brush them before Fajr and don't brush it again. My brother, you can brush your teeth even if you use paste. It is nothing wrong with that, as long as you did not swallow the paste of its for the intention of getting some taste in your belly or to quench whatever thirst or urge that you have at that point in time. It will not spoil your fast. And finally, my brothers, my sisters, Subhana Rabbi al-Izzah wa Jalal. If you think about your spouse, say for the one day we married, the spouse and they far away, and you think about your spouse in a way, and you know, we mix you to get some kind of erection, even as that, it will not spoil your fasting, my brothers, my sisters. Quran say, "Yuridu Allahu bikum al-yusra, wa la yuridu bikum al-usra." We want to make it easy upon you. We don't want to make it hard upon you. And the deen is yusra, it's not usra. It's easy and it's not hard. You should not make it hard upon yourself. Barakallahu feekum. Insha'Allahu ta'ala. This is your brother again from the United States of America. Until next week again, we'll come to with another edition from the SLBC radio station. We ask Allah forgive us the complete blessing of the Ramadan and forgive our mistakes and accept our du'as and ibadah. Wa sallillahumma wa sallim. Subhanakallahumma wa hamdih. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله نستغفرك ونتوب إليه والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Plenty thank you to Mufti Suleiman Yassin. We join we all the way from America. Well, now yaso we go left you by the program out the Ramadan.
Plenty thank you to Sheikh Yusuf Kamal, when a one of the imams them in a Brix the mosque, where we can call Salome Mosque in London.
And plenty thank you to Mufti Suleiman Yassin, all the way from America,
for talk to we about the month of Ramadan. Plenty thank you to the executive producer Ajakari Johnson, with producer Issa Mamubutne-Konte, and with technician Jigal Sise. On behalf of management and staff of the Sierra Leone Broadcasting Corporation, Nasago say, Ramadan Mubarak to all Muslims. May we bring you the program, my brother in Islam Al-Hajj, Boda Usha Konte. Nasago say, Salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I love you all for the sake of Allah only. Keep smiling. Ramadan Mubarak.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. It is Ramadan.